Okay, semi kof pe dalet hilchos niske aguf, right? Damaging with your actual body. So vav hamavis is chaveiroi. So somebody you embarrass or not embarrass, scares his friend. Kigon shetzalk alo me'acharov. You yelled at him from behind. Shaniru lebafela, or you are near at him in the dark. Okay, yaitzibizeh and similar things. Chayev dine shemayim. He is chayev in dine shemayim. You're not chayev in this world, but you're chayev dine shemayim. Right, meaning the point is that you damaged somebody even though it wasn't physical. Zion achayu b'chaveiro, somebody who injures his friend. Even though he pays money to the
That's like
guy he
when we
hurt.
said sticks and stones may break my bones is not a valid thing in Yiddishkeit.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. I mean, it's well, this is not necessarily calling him names, but it's yeah, along the same lines that you can do damage even though it's not physical damage. I wonder what the legal what is the what does United States law say about that? If you scare somebody and then you cause them damage, they must have something that they say is guilty. So even though he gives the money to the person who got hurt, mashenischayev loy avur achavolam, meaning he paid him what he's chayev for the damage. V'chein ganav gazlin, a ganav a gazlin. Even though he gave him back or he paid the money, he doesn't get kapara until he asks for mechila from the person. Meaning, besides the paying it back, you have to ask him mechila. You caused them problems. Oya nigzal or stolen oya geneva halatzar because you caused them tzar. Right? And they should be Michael though, meaning even though they're told to be to meaning they have the power in them because they could say I'm not Michael, but they're saying no, they should be Michael, and they shouldn't be an Achzer. Fine. Ayin Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph. Fine. Ches Haroyas Chavira B'Tzara Rachmana Litzlan. Let's say you see a friend with in a Tzara V'Yochal Atzila and you can save by yourself. Oy Liskar Achirim Latzila. You can rent others to save him. Chayev L'Troich V'Liskar Latzila. You're chayev to do the Tircha to rent people to save him. V'Chayzer V'Nifrim and he could go back and take and he then he can go to the person who had the tzara, and you can ask him to pay you back immediately if he could afford it, right? So this does come up, right? You pulled over to the side of the road, you gave a guy a ride, you hired him this, you hired him that, whatever it is. So he's mechuyev to pay you back. But if he doesn't have money, become mokum layimna b'shvilzev. You still shouldn't stop yourself from doing this. V'yatzila b'mamon shelo and save him with his money. And if you withhold and you don't help him out, then you're only sama adam reyecha. V'chein shama me'ezer rishayim. If you hear from rishayim, mechashrim ro al chaveira, that they're planning to do something bad to the friend. Oitaimnun le'pach, or they are being taimen apach, or they're setting a trap. And he didn't tell his friend. Or he can, butter him up with money to get them not to do it. And to remove it that's in their hearts. And he doesn't do it. Similar things. Don't stand on your friend's blood. And if you save one soul, it's as if you save the whole world. Right? And the biggest case of Lesamar Adam Reacha is if you know it comes up in business, comes up in Shidduchim, that if you know that somebody's gonna be messed over in business or in this and that, you have to, or shidduchim, you have to be on top of the situation, help the guy out. Test. Misha is busy yufim, but yeshal chashiyiskan bezeravim. Let's say a guy is doing counterfeiting, and we're chashish that he's going to damage a ravim. Dinoi kemoi roidef, then his din is like a roidef, right? Because since he can be putting Klal Yisrael at risk by doing his shenanigans. So he's a roidef u'masrin boi shelo yase, and you can warn him not to do it. V'meina mashkiach, he doesn't listen. Mutal l'masr l'malchus, you can go rat him out to the government. And you go to the government and say, listen, we got this one guy, he's not legit, and he's ruining for the rest of us, and we're just letting you know that he's a lone ranger. And same thing, if you have a yochid that's they're going after somebody else because they think he's the one pulling the shenanigans. You can go rat him out and say, it's not me, it's the other guy himself. That the seven people in the city, that's sort of like the administrators or whatever, Dona Dine Knossos, they can give out Dine Knossos for people that injure people or they embarrass people. Meaning the city has the wherewithal to put in a knas system. But they shouldn't do it out of Bezdin, because these things have many different dinim. But they shouldn't do anything more than what is going according to das, meaning according to halacha. And they shouldn't be light in their eyes, covered abrius, meaning they shouldn't just go putting out fines, etc., without worrying about, treating people properly. Look at that. Mamash, what the parak that we're learning. So a pregnant woman who's having a hard time giving birth. So as long as the fetus is inside her, it's mutter to cut it up, bein b'sam, bein b'yad, whether you do it with medication or with hands. Because any fetus that hasn't yet come to the world, ain shame nefesh alav, it does not have the din of a baby or a human, or b'shvil lahatzel. In order to save the mother, you can perform an abortion. American law does not necessarily agree to this. Because we look at the fetus as if it's a raidif because it's killing the mother. But once it sticks its head out, mamash, like we've been learning in Chulin, ain't noigin boy, you can't touch it. She ain't doichin nefesh, b'nei nefesh, because we don't push off one soul for another soul, even though one is a fetus that just is born and one is a well-developed adult. And that is the nature of the world, right? Because, meaning, you're going to say, well, this baby trying to be born that stuck its head out is still killing the mother. So why should we let, why isn't it still a roidif? But the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, no, childbirth is a natural thing. A baby is entitled, the only way to keep the world going is for babies to be born. So, male, it's not doing anything out of the norm. And therefore, it is. And therefore, it's not. You're not allowed to kill the fetus once it puts its head out. All right. Simin kuf pei hey hilcha shelo schiras. Where'd you say we're going to? You said we're going up to Dalet. Abby.
Dalet and including Dalet.
Kuf pei hey Dalet.
Yeah.
Man, that's long. Okay. Fine. Somebody who borrows or rents a behemoth from its friend. You can't go hand it off or rent it out to somebody else without permission from the original owner. Right? The biggest shiloh with this is guys rent cars and they want to know if they're allowed to let somebody else drive the car. Right? So I mean, the shaila is will are they meaning what's the risk? So the risk is that you'll have to pay if there's damage, so you'll have to pay. So if, as long as you know what the risks are, so are you allowed to do it or you're not allowed to do it? Seemingly, you shouldn't be allowed to based on this kitzur. I feel svarim and even svarim that it's a mitzvah to lend them out. Ain oimrim min hastam nichal abaylam shetiyasa mitzvah b'mamayno. We don't say that min hastam that an owner wants to do something with his mamon. Kishemah ain ritzaynim sheyedavar shalem v'yaracha shein and neman aveinim, because perhaps they don't want it that something of theirs should be in somebody who they don't trust, right? Ava mutter la'ashayel. Sefer a shayel sefer. It's mutter for somebody who barred a sefer la'niach la'achar lulmed by b'sach beisay. You're allowed to let him look at it in your house. That you could do. But as long as he learns by himself, they can't both learn together, because if they learn together, then they might pull the sefer to each other, and then they might rip it. Vim yidu shadakan shel pailam l'hamin l'zeh sheni v'dvarim ke'elu. But if you know that the person will trust the second guy with these types of things, mutar ha'shoyel la'hashaloi, it's mutar for the shoyel to lend it to him, v'asaycher la'haschaloi, and the saycher to rent it out to him. Beis mitzvah la'sischar pula sacher b'zmanai. It's a mitzvah to pay a worker in the proper time. Right? And if you push it off, Iver Beloisese, you should pay that day, and you should not let the sun set without paying. It's mitzvah to give the schar of a behemoth or kli b'zmanet. And if you push it off, you're over the love. You shouldn't cheat a worker who's poor. You should pay him on that day. What's his man? So if the day the malacha was done by day and finished at the day, so there's man to pay him. It's the whole day. If the day passed and he didn't give it to him, then you're over that you didn't pay him by the end of the day. But if the malacha finished after Shkia, once it was night, and you have all night to pay. If the day passed, the night passed, and you didn't give it, you shouldn't leave over, shouldn't sleep over to payment. Same thing if a weekly worker, a month worker, shana, a year worker, yotzim. If he didn't have malacha during the day, then he has. I'm saying if his malacha was finished that day at the end of the week, let's say a Friday, then you pay him that day. Yotzim b'laila, yeshleizman. Then you have time to pay him that night and no more than that, right? V'chein gimel v'chein min nosan talisi le'uman l'sakna v'kablonas v'vi'ile b'yoyim. If he gives his talis to a worker, meaning to a cleaner, to finish it, the kablonus, and he brings the talis that day, yesh hazman kol yom b'va, meaning you pick up your stuff from the cleaners, you have that day to pay. Havi lo b'layla, yesh hazman kol ha'layla b'va. It was brought at night, so you have the whole night. Aval kol zman shah talis b'yad ha'uman, but as long as the talis is b'yad ha'uman, afal pishin nigmaruk v'kol se malachta, even though it was done, and the malacha was done, ain't a balabais over a filu he eats a lauman kama yor. The balabais is not over, even if it's by the uman every for many days. Meaning, he could say, he says, you know, he calls up, he says, you know, your clothing is ready. I say, well, I'm sorry, I can't, I didn't pick it up yet. So as long as you haven't picked it up, you are not over. Fafilo and even if you let him know, bring money. And take it. Ain't over. You're not over until because it's only once you take possession of it. Dalit ain't over. Mishum batolin v'loy sovei olav Hashemesh elim kein tivoy asochir v'yeshem mois liten. Like, oh, this is an important point here. You're not over on withholding payment, right? Unless the worker asks him to the money and you have the money to give him. But if the guy never gave you a bill, right? Or he asked you for money, but you don't have the money, then over ain't over. Meaning, let's say you just don't have the money, so then you're not over, right? Now it's interesting that the Abbas Chesed, which is Chafetz Chaim Sefer on this, says that if the guy who the work was done for has accounts receivable, meaning people owe him money, then that's considered as if he has money, right? Or if he has things that he could sell in order to pay, then he also has to do that, right? So, fine. And we come up, it's still considered midas chasidus. Go take a loan to pay your workers, because he's an ani, and that he was banking on you paying him. And those that the derech is not to pay the workers until after they have a cheshbon, until they make a calculation, even if they ask him for a little bit of money, that, and they know for sure they're going to get it, is not over. Why? Since he knows that's the way, Altas Kane Niskru Etzlam. That was the deal that they rented. Meaning, if normally they know that, you know, the guy's doing a construction job, so the, you know that he's going to be paid after, let's say, he finishes the floors. And once they make a calculation, how many hours and how much the stuff cost. So, and he asked him for $10 because he knows for sure he's going to have to pay him $10. He still, since the deal was that he doesn't have to pay until the end of the situation, so therefore he's not over on that. Okay, it's a long one. Everybody should have a good Tvach, a good year, and a fine night.
Thank you.
All right, so
Thank you. Have a good night.